goes. Call this meeting to order of the Ottumwa Water District regular board meeting. We'll have a roll call, everybody's here. And we'll have public comments. Public comments are done. We'll go to the consent calendar. Mr. Olson, any comments or questions?
Very good on the on two fronts actually. One, 5% water loss.
Outstanding.
And I think this is the first time I've been on the board in July where we haven't started out ahead of budget on revenues and ahead of budget on expenses in the first month. We are well ahead. Congratulations.
Excellent.
There's always been a lot of money.
Yes,
That's hot. Just been saving it up.
I have a heart attack.
That's right, your heart stop. Okay. Director Mitch Davis.
Oh, as I was saying to the RGM, the 5% water loss is fantastic. It's believable.
Yes.
Which is,
Yeah.
Although we are in stage two.
And also, as regards to Hosni there, yes, the budget being, on the schedule, fantastic.
Thank you. Well, thanks, been a lot of fun.
And keep breaking that up.
You need to cry, whatever I say. They're coming to drink.
Also, congratulations to Ryan for passing his factor test.
Absolutely, yes.
Thank you.
Excellent. Director Briefer, nothing?
Thank you.
I echo the sentiments. I think that the water loss is legitimate, which is great. And also, I think we're getting closer and closer on our INIs for sewer to be lower and more accurate. So that's great, too. Appreciate that. If there's no other comments on the...
I move to approve the consent calendar.
Excellent. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Davis. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Passes 5-0. We'll go to the general manager report.
Okay, so we'll open up with the Strawberry Creek diversion, which is completed except for the last portion of the project, which is the diversion itself and the metal grates. Those are being fabricated, and the guy started from scratch. There's pictures, I've just received pictures this last week of him fabricating those. So once those are fabricated, they'll be installed.
Who's doing
Elko, but Elko's doing the job. He's got a fabricator that he used. And I met with the guy, really nice guy, knows what he's doing, but you'll be able to see from the pictures what's going on with that. This is just more the construction portion of of Elko's job when they were doing trenching. And these aren't the, this is last month's.
I thought they were.
Yeah. But I'll keep going. So the 6-inch line, the old line that was above ground in the creek bed, that's all been dismantled and pulled out. So that's done. That's up at the yard. I have pictures of that as well. This is a portion of the, right outside of the Fern Valley 1A, they're doing the connection there. Putting in a valve there so we can isolate. Same with this, these photos. This is part of the new pipeline going into the concrete diversion itself in the creek. New pipeline, that's the diversion, those guys that are standing in it. This is afterwards, this is the cleanup. Put everything back, wood chips, it looks real nice. That's our easement through the property. They did a nice job. That's a blow-off that we installed outside of the plant itself. So we can isolate with that valve. We can drain from that portion of that 2-inch blow off right there. We can drain the system, work on it when we need to. That's the old existing pipeline that was in the creek. So
yeah, it looks old.
Yeah.
It does look old.
Yeah, yeah, it's very thin too. So there's not much weight to it. But this is the guy fabricating the new grates that are going to go into the diversion. That's the intake portion of the grates. So that's that on Elko. We purchased a couple of new trucks. There'll be photos in there. This is down at Foster Lake Access Road in the back. We did the our
spillway,
and this is them framing, pouring concrete, doing the job, compacting dirt, framing, pouring the cement. This is one section. They did one section first. A few days later, they did the rest of it, and it is complete. We've also this is a sewer intrusion project that, or a section of pipe that had to get repaired. These are photos with the camera inside with the water coming in to the sewer line. This was done like a year ago. So this was on the list to get repaired. The crew, water and sewer were involved and fixed it. You can see the crack in the pipe there. It was repaired, sealed up, and we're good to go. The crew also worked on a leak, service line leak. it was hot that day. Anyways, that was a quick and easy fix for them. Crew's been working on repairing and doing some cleanup work on our well houses. This is a new roof they're putting on, well 24. These are, we purchased two new Tundras. Yeah, so these are two new Tundras. And as you can see, the guys are very happy. And okay, that's it for the photos. I will say also, we sold the two older trucks that we replaced with the two new ones. I was able to get $14,600 for the 2012, I got $12,600 for the 2011.
That's great.
That was done check in hand yesterday.
We gonna recognize a gain on that, Hosni?
Hey, thank you, sir.
Hey, he was happy.
So happy. I say it's called Mexico's the best. So
those were fully depreciated. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. No salvage value?
No.
Excellent. So pure profit.
One on the yes, thank you.
So again, we're done with the spillway. Our next project up there at the shop is replacing the metal roof. They're going to start doing that next week. We also made progress on GIS. They're pretty much done doing all the mapping for our system, and we're going to be setting up an appointment for training. That'll be coming next. We'll also need to be purchasing some equipment, but I'll get into that later. In a month or so. We're also having our audit next month with Hosni, our yearly audit, so he's loving that. He's ready for it. So that'll be coming up the first week of September. I got to work on replacing a generator for Fern Valley 1A. It's at the end of its life. It's giving us some problems, so we're going to be replacing that. And the sewer project, the MHI study, the mailings for those, as I was told 2 days ago, should be going out next week.
So, and that's just the sewer customers?
Sewer only, yep. And then staff, we had that one leak. We've been working on the flushing. We're almost done with flushing. Valve exercising. The water department helped with that sewer fix that they completed.
Water department?
The water help, yeah.
Water side help,
water,
sewer
yeah,
side. Got it.
Yeah, they needed some help with traffic control and stuff. And then, of course, I want to reiterate, Brian completed his backflow testing and his course and passed. He has, in fact, just got his license today. So he's done with that. He's scheduled to do the next portion of the getting his specialist certification. That'll be in December, unless they call him for earlier class. So we're just waiting on that. And that completes my report.
I'm gonna jump on top of this because I think that the spillway looks great. I like how they did that. I like how that's gonna be more permanent than anything we've had there before. I think it's built to the specs that we need for when we have our 20-year, 30-year, 50-year ratings.
Right, so it's not gonna wash away.
Yeah, I'm just very pleased about that.
It's
great
6 inches thin. It's
not going anywhere.
It's steel.
Yeah.
It's 27,000.
So I just had to jump in and say that right away. I couldn't resist.
And that money right there will more than pay for itself in repairs that you will not have to make in the future.
Correct.
Yeah.
I've got water to consider that.
Mr. Olson, any more comments or questions?
No.
Director Harshaw?
No.
Director Davis?
A question about the aeration reduction devices. I'm not familiar with them. Could you tell me about them? The ones put on the wells?
So, on the wellhead itself, in the pipeline itself, some of the wells didn't have any aerators on them. So we put they had aerators, but they were a very small one, and it wasn't allowing for the proper air evacuation, releasing all the air as it comes up into the pipeline. So we replaced all those with 2-inch, all the wellhead plumbing's all 2-inch. So now the air vacs are all 2-inch as well.
Okay, so these are just air vacs then?
Pretty much, that's what they are.
Okay, thanks.
Yep.
Yeah,
although crews also been working on replacing all the new all new meters for the wells, so that's complete, which contributes to that 5% water loss.
You put 2-inch meter for each well, very soon.
Director Creeper. Okay. Yep. Yeah, very good. All right, we'll go into closed session then.
Okay, 5 second break.
Yeah, 5 second break. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Good, break. We'll excuse our board secretary for a moment. All right, at this point, we've negotiated a contract change to the general manager's thing, and we're going to discuss it a little bit here in open session.
Are you recording?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Olson, would you like to make a motion?
Make a motion that we approve the 7% increase for the general manager.
And we'd like to make that retroactive to his 1-year mark.
Retroactive to his 1-year mark.
Okay. Any further discussion? No. Is there a second?
1-year mark.
I'll second that.
Wait a second. The 1-year mark is June,
like 27th?
Yeah, okay.
28th.
Yeah. And you'd be okay if it was July 1st?
I'm fine.
Okay, all right. Okay. So retroactive to July 1st. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Passes 5-0. All right. We'll move on to closing comments.
That's it.
No, we already did that. Director's closing comments. Any comments, Mr. Olson?
No.
Director Harshaw?
No, the only thing, I know we did the gift certificate for Nathan.
Okay.
I don't know if we were willing to consider something for Brian, or do we want to wait until he passes the test in December?
Well, the other one's not till December.
December,
I would
so
like to get him one for, you know, the class that he took and passed. It was hard.
Yeah.
And he did a good job and made it happen. First try, so I'd like to applaud that.
Yeah.
And I think the directors would like to do that too, so we have a gift tip for Nathan.
and would like to get another gift certificate for Brian. And I'd just like to remind the directors that if you want to contribute to the fund that's paying for this, you have to tell Hosni for your stipend to go into that fund, otherwise it's not going in there at this point. So, unless there's any other comments...
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Davis. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, passes 5-0.
20 minutes.
Excellent.